Sunday night on the HBO telemovie In the Gloaming, Glenn Close stars as a wife and mother whose grown son is dying of AIDS. He returns home to live out the remainder of his life. The movie is directed by Christopher Reeve, who helmed the project despite his severe spinal cord injury. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
By now, you've probably encountered some of the publicity regarding Christopher Reeve as director of In the Gloaming. How he chose this particular piece, adapted by Will Sheffer from a New Yorker short story by Alice Elliott Dark, because it involved only a few locations and a handful of characters. How he directed from the next room, watching on a TV monitor, so the sounds of his breathing apparatus wouldn't be picked up by the microphones. How he, in turn, would guide his actors by having his voice piped into the next room, like the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. No question, there's a lot of drama behind the scenes of In the Gloaming. But it's the drama on screen that counts. And on that level, In the Gloaming is so good, and its acting so credible and subtle, there's no way to dismiss or downplay Reeve's contributions as a director. The cast is tremendous. Robert Sean Leonard of Dead Poets Society plays Danny, the young gay man who's coming home for the last months of his life. The symbolic title In the Gloaming refers to that final moody hour before sunset. Featured in small supporting roles are David Strathairn from The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd as Danny's distant father, Bridget Fonda as his resentful sister, and Whoopi Goldberg as the live-in nurse hired as Danny's condition worsens. And carrying the brunt of the drama and the movie is Glenn Close as Danny's mom in a performance that will be the one to beat at next year's Emmy Awards. You don't get acting this good across the board without a gifted director doing the orchestrating. So much is conveyed in the pauses and the glances and the body language, and you can't get the full effect of that from hearing an excerpt. But you get enough to know it's something really special. Listen to this scene featuring Close and Leonard, in which a mother-son chat about sex on film leads to something much more personal.
I've been wondering, that side of your life, you know, was it satisfying for you? With Paul?
Don't tell me you're finally asking me about my sex life.
No, I'm asking about your love life.
Oh, my love life.
No, I'm serious. Did you love? Were you loved in return?
Yes.
Good.
Shucks, that was easy.
I'm getting very easy in my old age.
Really, maybe you should let Dad in on that little secret.
Don't be fresh.
You started it.
Well, now I'm going to stop it.
It's hard to look at In the Gloaming and not think back to an early Frost, television's first AIDS-related movie. That was a dozen years ago, back in 1985. And that story, like this one, was about a gay son coming home with AIDS to die and to reach out to a frightened but loving mother and a stiffly distant father. One significant change, though, is that An Early Frost was as much an instructional film as a drama. Back then, a lot of exposition was devoted to the definitions and symptoms of HIV and AIDS, and how the virus could and could not be transmitted. In Gloaming, we see sarcoma without explanation. Knowledge and awareness are presumed. Only the drama remains. And in HBO's In the Gloaming, there's plenty of it, on screen as well as off. Don't miss it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. In the Gloaming airs this Sunday on HBO.